always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabaka, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabaka, we yada da, we yada da.
Yo, we back for another episode. It's the Warrior Don Christian from Yada the King Radio. We get the homie JT with us. Also, we got this brand new track from Rich, also known as Richie Righteous. We on that. This song goes hard. Let's get it in. Yada the King. Tell a friend. Tell your fam. Let's go.
Yeah, we on that. Around that, I made the decision. Unashamed, I'm a Christian. Yep. They say I believe in fiction. I tell them, yeah, the crucifixion. Your boy's always been on a mission. The music is big, I'm fishing. The message is clear, listen. Hope is what I cook in the kitchen. You looking like something is missing. You looking like something needs fixing. That explains all the drinking. The overdosing on prescriptions. You need a pill that would bring it to an end. I got a pill I would like to recommend. It's the gospel, be calm. Here, hold these 316 John.
In the dark is where you shine your light. Light it up and let it burn so bright. We own that pill and yes, it's on tonight. The gospel will make you feel alright.
We own that. We own that. We own that.
Club, straight to the next one. Pop pills all up in your section. No gas, but you're gonna get jacked some. Trying to relieve the depression. But the same thing that fulfills you is the very same thing that kills you. You in the club like Google searching. You drank all night, but you're still thirsting. Sin kills like a bad infection. Is there a cure for the deception? Now anyone can say they died for redemption, but only one can claim the resurrection. Homeboy, I see you hugging the sin, loving the sin. Going to the club with the sin, high on the sin. But you're really crying within. Here's the gospel, Christ already died for the sin.
In the dark is where you shine your light. Light it up and let it burn so bright. We own that pill and yes, it's on tonight. The gospel will make you feel alright.
We own that. We own that. We own that.
Generation getting wasted. Them pills ain't nothing to play with. You could end up getting raped when you take it. So why in the world would you take it? You'll only catch me with a molly when I'm listening to music, Molly. Hey, keep the pills, we don't want that.
The gospel,
ooh, we on that. I look around, my city, it needs hope. I look around, my community's broke. Yeah, they telling me to pop pills do coke. I'm telling them about crises, hope.
Yeah,
hey, the world is cold and high still. Yeah, man, everything's dead like a fire still. Yeah, but we got a cure, God's pill. Yeah, he's King Jesus, the gospel.
In the dark is where you shine your light. Light it up and let it burn so bright. We own that pill and yes, it's on tonight. The gospel will make you feel alright.
We own that. We own that. We own that.
Trouble, but it's temporary. If he let us go through it, then it's necessary. So don't you worry, he's your safety when it's scary. Your fear's all gone, put to rest, I'm talking very. Every time you get the urge to doubt, treat your problems like a job, let him work it out. Put his word in mouth, that's what them verses about. Power when you need it, he done gave you right to speak it, just believe it. Sit back and watch it happen. Unfold like a napkin as it wipes away your lacking. Just imagine.
Think about it.
Not an issue, not a care. It's official. your prayer. Know he's with you, yeah, he's there.
Hands up. All your worries, all your cares, all gone. All gone. Yeah, 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 they all gone. Everything that weighed you down once we found. All gone. Yeah, yeah. All gone. Any place you like, you got to handle that. Just believe it. Just believe it. And don't you worry, just release it in a hurry. And it'll be. Put your hands up and surrender it all. Surrender it all. All you gotta do is put your hands up and surrender it all. Surrender it all.
I'm a champion. Cannot be defeated, cause I know it's victory. When I call that name of Jesus, I ain't saying that I'm perfect. Many flaws have been repeated, but his grace it give me passport, something like a visa. So I ain't got no worries, got no worries, got no cares. I just put faith over fear. Hear my prayers, I know he here. And he present, I know he here. Got my front, got my rear, got me covered, got no worries. I just give it in a hurry. And sometimes I try to do it, and all I did was blew it. I give it straight to him, cause I'm done with being stupid. They go dumb and I go stupid. It's that overcomer music, and we give it straight to you. And I hope that you can use it. Hands up.
All your worries, all your cares, all gone. All gone.
Yeah, 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 they all gone.
Everything that weighed you down once we found. All gone.
Yeah, yeah.
All gone. Any place you like, you got to handle that. Just believe it. And don't you worry, just release it in a hurry. And it'll be good. All you gotta do is put your hands up and surrender it all. Surrender it all. All you gotta do is put your hands up and surrender it all. Surrender it all. All gone.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God.
That was the Local Love segment with Eva. The song is called The Light. Let's hop into this interview. All right, what's up? This is the Warrior Don Christian. I'm locked in with the homie JT, man, all the way from Houston. Just give me a little bit about what's going on with you right now. You got the album and everything. Just say what's up to the people, man.
Yeah, what up, people? What up, people, man? I'm just happy to be here, man. Got the album Moment of Silence just released July 8th. Available on iTunes and all digital retailers. So, man, go pick that joint up, man. Shout out to Steel Trill Christians, my fam.
Yep.
Hey, we doing big things.
Well, this is what we do, man. Just so you know, Yada the King, we always start with the testimony, man. And we're going to get on this testimony right now. Give me about a 5-minute spiel, man, just about your life and how you came to know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior and even walking it out since.
Okay, so pretty much, man, graduated from high school. My mom, my dad was a pastor. My mom eventually, she was religious, but she wanted to get in a real relationship with Christ. And so my mom got saved. My dad and mom divorced. She got married again to a guy, and he wound up being called to the ministry as well. So saying that to say, man, I've kind of been in church all of my life, really. Yeah. But I kind of had that double life, though, because I was in church and in the streets, too. You know, and so pretty much, you know, I knew the word, but the word wasn't in me. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't living in me, you know what I'm saying? And so I was doing everything that everybody else was doing, except for plus probably a little bit more. Like I come from, you know, being in the streets and fighting and winning and, you know, I mean, just the list goes on and on. So pretty much one day, my mom and them had this lady at her church. Can't remember the whole dream that she had, but she shared a testimony as far as the dream that God had given her. She got up and she was like, boom, 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 said this dream. Then at the end of the dream, she said, this was your last warning. Now, I don't know if you know, but you had those moments in church where you like, that right there felt like it was directed at me, even though she wasn't talking directly to me.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? That's that moment I felt like she was talking to me. You know, because like I said, I've been around it all my life. I knew the word, could quote scripture, you know what I'm saying? But kind of when the church doors closed, I kind of did my own thing. Mm. So wound up really taking Christ seriously, man, getting a real relationship with him, and just been rocking like that ever since, you know, and that's been like, that was back in probably like 2005, 2006, just kind of been rocking like that ever since, bro.
Yeah, we're talking about that you just started taking God serious. For some people, they're in that same situation, you know, and they might be feeling like, okay, I need this super word from God that's going to just pretty much turn me up for him. Like, realistically, what did it mean for you, man, when you said, okay, I'm going to start taking this serious?
Well, what it meant is that for me, it meant I really wanted to know him. I really wanted to be obedient. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't just want to keep living the lifestyle I was living because I knew it was wrong. You know, and so that's one thing with people, like, you know, God gave us a conscience. Like, innately in us, we know right from wrong.
Right.
You know, regardless of if we told about it or not. You know what I'm saying? So I knew what was right. I knew what was wrong. You know what I'm saying? I was like, man, you know what? Let me just seriously give this God a try, because I know. And then, like, I come from one of them fire, hell, brimstone kind of preachers, you know what I mean? Like, and I didn't want to go to hell, bro. Let me just be real with you. Like,
yeah.
Some people don't get saved off the love of Christ. Bro, I just didn't want to go to hell.
Right.
You know
right.
what I'm saying? And eventually that grew or whatever to where it was more than that for me. I actually wanted to please God, you know what I'm saying? I actually wanted to be obedient to him. So when you take this guy who was parents in church, but I'm really living like a street life outside of church, you know, because I got a lot of street affiliations and street friends, you know what I'm saying? So they won't even come in church because they don't want to live a double life. They respect the church,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So they don't want to come in unless they're gonna take it seriously or whatever. And so for me, just taking it seriously at that moment, you could really see the fruit of it, man, because a lot of my friends wound up giving their life to Christ too. And so, yeah, man, it's just I don't know exactly how to explain it. For me, it may have been a word. For you, it may have been you being in a scary situation. Mm-hmm. That may be God speaking to you, you know what I'm saying? Because I always tell my friends, you know what I'm saying? Like, if God really wants your attention, he know how to get it. Like, he not up. He not up in heaven wondering, man, how in the world do I get so-and-so attention? He know exactly how to get it, you know what I mean? And so, for me, it may be a word. For you, it may be being in a car crash. Or maybe it's not even that detrimental, you know what I'm saying? Maybe it's your brother coming down with something, or maybe it's you catching an STD that's curable this time, you know what I'm saying? So like, stuff like that.
No, that's good stuff, man. I like how you were able to share how when you got serious, even some of those that are around you, they and I'm pretty sure it wasn't instant. Like, once you got serious, it was like, well, I'm gonna get serious. But they saw you over time, man. Just share a little bit more about that, how you affected the people around you.
Man, it was crazy because I used to go to my friend's house, because one of my friend's house, that was the house we did all our dirt at. like we wouldn't do, we didn't do it at my house, we did it at his house.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And like all of us, we used to just always go over there all the time. And every time I went over there, I'd be like, man, y'all should just come to church, man. Just come to church. Or whatever. It's like, nah. So they kind of just never did. And so once I really got serious about it, I stopped doing things that I would usually do. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I can remember the first time I went to the club after I got saved, because I did go to the club after I got saved, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When I was in there, man, I just felt so awkward, man. Like, everything that I enjoyed before, I didn't even enjoy it anymore. And I'm sitting there standing around looking at these women, like, hearing the music that I used to love, you know, and I could tell being in the atmosphere, something changed on the inside of me, because it's really irritating me being here, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So stopping from going places or whatever, my language changed, how I talk changed, you know, and on top of that, man, I'm so grateful, bro, because God gave me my purpose, you know what I'm saying?
That's good.
Before him, you know, before coming to a relationship with him, I really didn't know who I was, you know what I'm saying? I didn't know who I was called to be.
Wow.
And so by getting in a relationship with him, he brought me into my being, and it's like a tree. It's like a tree with its fruit, you know what I'm saying? People don't come to the tree because of the tree. They come to the tree because of the fruit from the tree or whatever. And so because of that, because I started walking in my purpose, man, people started being drawn to the gift, to the tree, to the fruit that it began to see me produce. And that's as well as my partners, too.
That's what's up, man. Since we there, man, let's go. I think it's good to hop into the first song we're going to spin today, which is Warning Shots. Go ahead and talk about this track as we get ready to ride into it.
Man, I love this track right here. Like, this track is a banger. This mug, I actually wrote this song with the streets in mind, with the people who won't pick up a Bible in mind, but they'll understand certain circumstances and be able to relate. So you got the first verse that's talking about this guy who on the street, maybe he joined a gang, maybe he packing, you know, he just got that street affiliation, but he young, you know, he aggressive and he trying to prove himself, you know what I'm saying? Something that my older cats used to tell me when I was out there, is like, if you ever pull a gun out on a person, you better use it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that first verse is just talking about that, man, talking about this guy who get caught up in his lifestyle. And the second verse I really love, because when I perform the second verse, it just catch so many people off guard, because it's so, they say it's a graphic, you know? I try to paint a real graphic picture, because maybe you not that dude in the streets, but maybe you that player who knocking a lot of girls down, you know what I'm saying? Having a lot of unprotected sex. Or whatever, maybe you that girl who knocking a lot of dudes down and having unprotected sex, you know what I'm saying, to wind up catching something. And I know this girl called me one time and she was like, man, I got chlamydia. And I was like, what you calling me for? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so she called me like, I got chlamydia. You know, at that point, I was so young, I wasn't worried about it. I didn't even know what chlamydia was, you know what I'm saying? I didn't even know that was an STD until she called me. Then I'm nervous, you know what I'm saying? Because is it curable? Is it, you know what I'm saying? So I wound up not having it, but saying that to say, that's what that second verse is about, because behind closed doors, you probably that one that's dealing with that situation. You probably that one that's, and through all of that, man, those are just warning shots from the Lord, man. He's trying to get your attention. And so, bang, bang.
All right, man. Listening. Let's hop into it. JT, Warning Shots, off the new album, Moment of Silence. Let's go. And we'll be right back on Yada the King Radio.
warning shots. Then we're just 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 warning. Then we're just warning shots. 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 Then we're just warning. Bro took a couple slugs, now he got a stripe. And now he passed up, he going out tonight. He lucky they ain't come around that corner twice. Cause usually they make sure that they turn out the lights. They say you lucky, bro, cause you still breathe. It's hot off in these streets, call it kill C's. Youngsters putting in that work, they just need a reason. Yeah, you survive this time, next time, it won't be so easy. They say you lucky fam, but I call it bliss. Somebody protecting you, cause it ain't the best. They pull that trigger first, they don't wanna play. They look a hunger in their eyes like, who's next? You say yes, little homie, so you knew the deal. If you pull it out, you better shoot the kill. Jesus trying to get your attention, believe it or not. Yeah, you survived this time, but then we just warning shots. 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 Then we just warning. Then we just warning shots. 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 Then we just warning. Used to knock him off with no protection. Oh, girl wide open, she just need love and attention. You was feeling fine a couple weeks ago. You thought you were cool until you started leaking, bro. So now you hit the doctor and he got you nerve. You paid back in your mind, was it even worth? They ask you questions, you tell them you don't feel the same. When you hit the man's room, you know that something changed. Doctor said that we'll call you in a couple weeks. Jesus trying to wake you up, I hope you wasn't asleep. Pick up the phone, he said that's a cure for what you got. You better change your life, cause then we just warning shots. 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 Then we just warning. Then we just warning shots. 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 Then we just warning.
And moving kinda slow. I'm never stopping till it's time to go. That leap of faith, then you gotta know.
Brilliant music.
I'm off the cliff, Geronimo. 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 I be mobbing to that freedom land. Fresh wind around me like a ceiling fan. My pilot told me I don't need a land. No. Good thinking while I'm flying like I'm Peter Pan. Skydiving, no shoot dope. Only jumping for one man. I own this, I chose this. I do my own tricks, no stunt man. You bout that, don't front man. Lot of talk, not enough do. You only held me down to the ground, so gravity, I don't trust you, nah.
I don't touch you. Tell the mountain it must move. See the eagle become us. Tell fit it don't run us. I been broke, no bum stuff. Till I seen the light and the bread of life pay for me. So I'm getting cheese up in the bread, no stuff crust. I be getting that shit kinda dope. Got over that money where them commas go. That leap of faith, then you gotta know. I'm off the cliff, Geronimo. They hesitating, moving kinda slow. I'm never stopping till it's time to go. That leap of faith, then you gotta know. I'm off the cliff, Geronimo. 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 Geronimo.
Dark side, we don't play that. Living water, we spray that. And I say it clear, no playback. Blue skies, I lay back. See a dark cloud where I stay at. Them ghost streets, what I walk on. So it's real as fortune, no say jack. Ooh, stay back. Blood banner, I raised that. This inner life is nothing nice. So this means 16 payback. My hood know me from way back. So when I say I'm from New York, just know it's real when I say that.
Just know it's real when I say that.
My home up in heaven, I don't need a pad. Try to stop me, I move faster like I'm Simba Dad. New wine up in my cup and I don't need a tag. So yeah, I'm driving drunk and I don't need a cab. Been woke, doing this for my kinfolk. Red letters, I been quote. So yeah, I win cause it been wrote. Somebody just wake me up when it's time to go. I'm off the cliff, Geronimo. They hesitating, moving kinda slow. I'm never stopping till it's time to go. That leap of faith, then you gotta know. I'm off the cliff, Geronimo. 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 Geronimo.
Listen up. You got something that you want to advertise with us here at Yada the King Radio? Hit us up at yadatheking.com or email us advertising@yadatheking.com. We offer splash and background page, banners, Twitter blast, and our most popular 30-second audio commercial for our podcast. Let us help market your brand at highly reasonable prices. You may have a new ministry, a book, a CD, clothing line. Let us help you get it out. So go to yadatheking.com and advertise today. You want the show on the go?
Get the Yada Da King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada Da King Radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
All right, we back with the homie JT. You just heard some of his music off the album Moment of Silence. Man, we gonna get into the artist focus segment, man. We gonna talk about you as an artist. You a part of Still Trill Christians now. I'm pretty sure y'all still together. You guys got some stuff in the works, right? What's up?
No doubt, man. You know, there's always something cooking in the kitchen, baby. So, yeah, we be looking forward for that Kings. Be looking forward to that Kings, too.
That's what it is, you know, man. So just
we still rocking, man. We still a group. Like, it ain't nothing changed over here, man. We family. We just not a group. We family.
Yeah, that's good. Now, speaking of the family, Still Trill Christians, man, you guys had a hit track called, and then I don't want to say had. You have a hit track. Yeah. That's called No Sex, man. And you guys had President Obama on. encouraging you guys for this track. You guys went on 106 and Park and all that. Just talk to me about this song, man, because I believe it's powerful for this generation to hear something like that.
Yeah, man, I think the song is timeless, bro. And I feel like a lot of people right now aren't making timeless music. You know, secular, they just making twerking music. They just making riding, shooting, killing. But it's not timeless, you know what I mean? Like, it don't really connect with people in a way to where it supersedes generations. It's, you know what I'm saying? Like, with No Sex, man, I feel like the message is just so powerful, and it's so going against what the world say the norm is. Like, the norm is for you to have sex. The norm is for if you a dude, if you knocking this many girls down and having sex with this many girls, then you the man, you know? And even for women now, if you getting this dude money, you know, if you stripping, if you a stripper, you good. Like, you making money, because that's all it's about, is making money. But there's no way a stripper, you know, being a stripper, there's no way you can, I just refuse to believe you can go home, look yourself in the mirror and say, man, I love my life. Like, right. Because that ain't what you was created for. Like, there's no way God was up in heaven, and when he said your name, when he thought about you, he was like, man, she gonna be the greatest stripper the world has ever seen. Like, that's not your purpose.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So the No Sex song, it's setting a standard, man, and it's drawing the line. And so that line will always be drawn. That's why the song is timeless. That's why it'll never go away, because you're gonna always hear about sex. Sex is gonna be a constant topic in church and outside of church. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna always hear about it. And so that's why the song supersedes decades. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, that's what's up, man. So let's talk about this, man. You're not only an artist, man. You're an ordained minister, a speaker. You do the music and everything like that. You even got your own TV web series. So, man, I don't know where to start. Let's start with the web series, bro. Word Up Wednesdays. Where did that come from? And you know, how can people check that joint out?
Well, man, they can catch that on my YouTube channel. Word Up Wednesday, it's just a vlog series that every Wednesday I was dropping a video on stuff that I just wanted to talk about or was inspired by, or give words of encouragement or words of just knowledge, man. I don't know. When I was doing it, I feel like, you know, I just wanted to be a voice, because at the end of the day, that's what I want to be, man. That's what I feel like I'm here for, and that's why I feel like a lot of people who have a public platform, they're here for, is to be a voice. You know what I'm saying? And so if the vlogging allows me to have a voice, then so be it. You know what I mean? I haven't been able to put anything up there recently because I've been so focused on the album, but that's pretty much what it is, man. I got about seven, nine episodes up there, so you can definitely go check them out on my YouTube channel. That's IMJT. Okay. I got one on there about twerking. So if you like to twerk, go check it out.
If you like to twerk, go check him out on YouTube. Word Up Wednesdays. Man, you're a speaker and minister. You know, I believe they pretty much the same type of thing. Well, I ain't gonna say every speaker is a minister, but you know what I mean. So talk to me about getting involved in that after you pretty much being raised in godly households, man. Like, when did you know it was time?
Oh, man. I guess after I gave my life to Christ, man, I had a real good foundation. Like, my pastors at the time, they really imparted into me and helped me, like, carve out my purpose and figure out what it was. And then they gave me a platform to exercise and use the gift that God has given me. Because I've kind of always been a talker. I've never really been shy in front of people. I'm laid back, but then at the same time, when it's time to talk, you know, I know how to talk too. Yeah. Or whatever. And so and thank God for just the gift of leadership, man. You know what I mean? And I feel like that's something that he naturally gifted me with. So when you get those things together, I guess a speaker is what come out of it. You know what I'm saying? The reason I say speaker and minister, because you have motivational speakers. You know what I'm saying? So you have those motivational speakers. Then you have actual ministers who minister the gospel.
Right.
You know, some motivational speakers, because you can't take Jesus into the schools directly or whatever. And so the aim with that is to take Jesus into the schools indirectly by being able to live a lifestyle. And once they hear the message, they see something deeper in me, you know, that they like, hold on, I know, like, that's cool what you're saying, but it's something else, you know what I'm saying? That's those conversations that I get to have when I'm not, you know, speaking on at these schools or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Which I really haven't started that much, but I have been speaking in, you know, at churches and youth conferences and things of that nature. And I guess with the song No Sex, you know, because let's be real, most of these young adult ministries, most of these youth ministries, their teens and young adults are having sex, period, you yeah. know? And it's even worse now because it's unprotected, you know? And so when you don't have anyone to talk about that, and when you don't have any music to combat Rick Ross, to combat Lil Wayne or 2 Chainz, you know, when you don't have anything to combat that, man, your youth, your young adult ministry is going to be influenced by it. And people try to run from hip-hop, the church, specifically the black church. They keep shunning holy hip-hop and Christian rap and stuff like that. But little do they know, right now in this culture, hip-hop affects the culture so much that you cannot try to marginalize or, you know, box it in to where you wanted to do what you wanted to do, man.
Right.
Hip hop is affecting the world right now.
Yeah, that's right, man. Speaking of hip hop, let's talk real quick about this album Moment of Silence, man. What is that whole concept about for this project?
Okay, so when I put that project together, I was like, look, when people hear this, they gonna need a moment of silence.
Yeah.
No, that's not the reason. I just like saying that. But when I was putting that together, man, I was it's really, because a lot of it is testimonial stuff for me, you know what I'm saying? Stuff I've been through. So it's really my time of reflection compiled with musical parables, you know what I'm saying? So some of my songs, it sound like I'm talking about one thing when really I'm talking about another. You know what I mean? And it's kind of like what Jesus did when he spoke in parables or whatever. Then he came back and gave the meaning of the parable.
Right.
I feel like once been given a platform like to interview with Yada magazine and things of that nature, you know, I can come back and give the meaning of these parables that I'm giving through music.
No, that's what's up, man. So let's do this. We're going to hop into this song right now called Addictive Like Dope, man. Now, you got that, you know, strong West Coast sound, and we from the West Coast, Washington, Seattle. So, you know, you got that addictive sound, but the song is called Addictive Like Dope. What are you talking about?
Man, I'm actually talking about, in the song, see, this is one of the musical parables because people think I'm talking about a young lady when I'm not. I'm actually talking about how sin is seductive and addictive and how when I indulged, it was hard to let it go.
Well, with that being said, let's hop into it, man. JT with your boy Don Christian and Yada the King Radio. Let's check this music out.
Yeah. She knew it up close upon me. She whispered in my ear. She said, come with me, baby. You have nothing to fear. I knew something was wrong, but it just wasn't clear. Her look was so convincing, baby. Get out of here. She said she could fulfill my
had me singing Temptation, waiting like, where she at? Have you seen her? I knew she'd be the death of me, but for some reason I just couldn't let her leave. My friends were like, man, you just need to let her be. But she said this was the happiest I would ever be. How you reject that? Her eyes were light brown, but her soul was jet black. We together, now your friends need to respect that. I think I'm in too deep, so deep that I feel myself starting to lose sleep. I'm too weak, I know that
over here. Don't be afraid. I'll take real good care of you. Are you nervous? I know. It's okay. Here, take some of this. It'll take the edge off. You feel that? Now let's go have some fun. Don't worry, all your friends are there. We only have one life to live, so let's experience it all. You ready?
Go ahead, stop it. I drop it, they cop it, then they know who my pop is. Cause in my songs, I put them on blast like a rocket. Flow stay in the pocket, I don't think I'm the hottest. I just try to make music you can feel like I'm an artist. A painter, Picasso music, this is a banger. I am more than a rapper, I'm more than an entertainer. Yeah, homie, I came to warn you because there's danger ahead if you don't let a spirit to come in and change you. We major, we major, we ain't sitting on paper. We major, we major, it's all because of the savior and the love that he gave us. Gave his blood just to save us. We turned up loud, can't turn down the faders. Gotta tell it, that's why you never catch me on hiatus. We don't care if they hate us, y'all tell a DJ to play this.
Hands up, beats knocking. Hands up, we rocking, we rocking, we rocking, we rocking, we rocking. Hands up, beats knocking. Hands up, we rocking, we rocking, we rocking, we rocking, we rocking.
Monstrous when we rocking. Confidence in the pocket like that eight ball. The difference is infinite. We love and they hate y'all. My instruments are intricate. I kick it like napalm. A rapper with a cape on. I hit the scene like a looper. Make you dance to his tune. Producer, the Mini Cooper. To the roof off of this mother for the father when I spit it. Got the whole world shaking like Harlem when I did it. Admit it, acidic flow. Massive, magnificent, accurate. African American. Captain over the beats and the beasts in the streets. Elite seated in Guinness. Defeated the menace. I feed them the business. Seven MCs couldn't handle me. They would have to travel to seven seas to come and battle me. Add another seven for fatalities. Reality, my check, my salary. 21 plus 45 got me smashing principality.
Hands up, beats knocking. Hands up, we rocking, we rocking, we rocking, we rocking, we rocking. Hands up, beats knocking. Hands up, we rocking, we rocking, we rocking, we rocking, we rocking.
Yeah, the bar's heavy like anvils. Rock steady for bodies buried in landfills. No slouch when it come to this. Some wondering how they come from the under to leave them all at a standstill. I am nothing shy of amazing. Sounds cocky till you read it between the lines of the phrases. Rhyming like I'm back up in the basement. For these prima donnas, I gotta take it back to the basics. No budget to back me, a long runner. Nothing can stop me, I'm coming to body the whole summer. As long as the heart and body's the hunger of revolutionaries wanting to wake him out to slumber. Grinding amongst the dead, living a meaner bigger than life. I can't afford to set limits. Off the cliff, Geronimo wall in it. Spit with authentic, so this is far from a gimmick. We
get it. Hands up, beats knocking. Hands up, we rocking. We rocking. We rocking. We rocking. We rocking. Hands up, beats knocking. Hands up, we rocking. We rocking. We rocking. We rocking. We rocking. Hands up, beats knocking. Hands up, we rocking. We rocking. We rocking. We rocking. We rocking. Hands up. Beat knocking, hands up. We rockin', we rockin', we rockin', we rockin', we rockin'.
Let's get it in with this brand new segment from DJ Kingdom 7, and it's all about the Kingdom Nuggets, baby. Let's go.
Kingdom.
Today we're gonna get in on this topic or this nugget: how to survive an attack and win. Anytime you make a decision to place a portion of your life under God's government, it should come to no surprise that the enemy of your soul isn't happy about it. We all need to be reminded from time to time that we have an enemy who very much prefers to exert dominion over us in order to keep us from being effective. And here's another important reminder: the enemy is strategic. He always attacks you in the areas you are most vulnerable. He loves to target the places in your life where you have been weak in the past. Why? Because he's a bully. And that's what bullies do. But like all bullies, your adversary puts pressure on your weaknesses because he himself is insecure. In fact, it is his own fear that drives him to try to keep you down in the places of your life where you are making progress. What's he's afraid of? Losing a foothold in your life. When you place an area of your life under the government of God, the enemy sees this and knows that you are making progress. Something he can see progress even before you can see progress. And this is why he aims all his energy at convincing you that no progress is being made. Being blindsided by the enemy? Let's take a financial progress as an example. If you make strides towards truly humbling yourself and allowing God to act on your behalf, permitting his kingdom to produce results instead of striving, worrying, and taking an inward burden, Satan will release every assault he can possibly muster. That's when you find yourself facing a surprise financial crisis. An unexpected bill, a notice from an attorney, call from a bill collector, a deal apparently going sideways, a lawsuit, or some other sudden situation will develop out of nowhere. When you see a whole bunch of this sort of thing piling up all of a sudden, take notice. It may be just that an onslaught of the enemy is a visible sign that you're on the right track. In other words, take it as an accomplishment and please be encouraged. When this happens, what do you do next is very crucial. It's not the time to start seeing yourself defeated. More importantly, it's not the time to start speaking defeat. Instead, it's time to interpret this stuff as exactly what it is: a signpost on the road to success. What I do in situations like this is go to the Word of God and see what it says about my situation. If it's a financial situation, here's a list of scriptures. Philippians 4, 6 through 8 starts off, be anxious for nothing. Okay. Philippians 4, 19, and my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. It's certainly tempting to stare at the mounting evidence that all are going the wrong way. It's also tempting to talk about all things that are adding pressure to your situation. But did you ever notice that Jesus didn't talk about the issues he was addressing supernaturally?
Instead, he spoke to the storm. Mark 4:39. He spoke to the illness. Luke 4:39. And he taught his disciples to speak to the mountain that represents a situation that needs to go from their lives. Mark 11:23. So my challenge to you today, or on any day you see an attack mounting, is to see yourself as God sees you, victorious over the challenges you're facing. This is DJ Kingdom 7, Yada the King Radio. Take it back to the interview with my man Don Christian on Yada the King Radio. Shalom.
Back again, JT from Houston, man. I always thought you guys, are you in St. Louis as well, man? You guys be back and forth, or what's up?
Man, actually, one of our group members, Prince AJ McQueen, he's from St. Louis, so it's this family, man. We got family in St. Louis through him, then we got family in Houston, so we well connected.
That's what's up, man. So y'all be rocking both cities, both areas, you know what I'm saying, getting it in. I'm going to ask you a fun fact, and we're going to talk fun facts a little bit later. You got to have the Yada the King app to get that joint. But right now, man, let's see. Did you play sports growing up, man? What's up?
You say what?
Did you play any sports growing up, man?
I played sports.
What'd you play?
I played football and basketball.
Okay, man, talk to me. I need some stories, man. Were you good? Were you average?
Look, now, I don't know if I want to tell these stories because it wasn't like I was the greatest person on the football team.
Yeah.
So, you know, I only want to tell my highlights.
Yeah, tell me some highlights. That's good.
So I was, you know, I played football for a little bit, man, but I really didn't stay playing football that much. You know, I wasn't the greatest player. I remember my first touchdown, though. Well, my first and only touchdown. It's cool, though. I got one. Some people ain't even got one, you know?
Oh, you said my first touchdown, but my first and only. You hilarious, bro. What happened, man? Tell me what happened on this joint.
Okay, so pretty much, you know, I'm in, I think this is middle school, and so, you know, we did this little, I don't even remember what the play was called. I just know you toss it to the running back, act like you're gonna run it, then he throw it to you.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that's what he did, man, and he threw it to me. I mean, it was right there, I promise you, the ball came in slow motion.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I caught it, I ran, I wanted to high step into the end zone, but I knew they was gonna call it back. You know, I was running kind of slow. Actually, the defender was catching up with me because I was trying to show out, you know what I mean? But yeah. I made it to the end zone. I wanted to run around the field with my hands up. But I just left it at that.
Yeah. So what's up, man? What about basketball now, man? You get on the court a little bit?
Man, I be hooping a little bit, man. I really don't get that much into it. Like when I used to play basketball, it wasn't for a team or anything. I was into and-one. You know, they got ball up now, you know what I'm saying? So I was into that street basketball or whatever.
Yeah.
So Hot Sauce and stuff like that was like my favorite players. So I mean, I think I'm nice, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, I think I ain't too shabby.
Well, we gonna have to see, man. Hey, one of the Word of Wednesdays, we need to have you do some free throws or something. See if he really holding it down, man. Let's do this though.
Yeah.
Let's hop into the topic of the day with the homie JT. We talking faithful, man. Like just before we got going, something the Lord's put in my spirit was what it means to be faithful, man. Just go ahead and share what is your definition of faithful.
My definition of faith is kind of. It's kind of that stepping out off the cliff, you know what I'm saying? Continuously, consistently, you know, and not being shaken, not being moved by you're not standing on anything but God, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like consistently being obedient to Christ or whatever. And so that would be my definition of a faithful man.
All right, man. So what causes faithfulness, man? That's what I want to ask you.
Well, I feel like for me, man, one thing that I've learned through my walk in faithfulness is there's this certain reward, and it's not money. It's not necessarily monetary, because for me it wasn't monetary. You know what I'm saying? But that's a certain reward of knowing God's voice. You know what I'm saying? Knowing when he's speaking to you. Knowing when you're doing exactly what he's telling you to do. And the only way you can know that is through obedience, through faithfulness. You know what I'm saying? Like Abraham, he told Abraham to go sacrifice his son. You know, and so through those instances where God is testing our faithfulness, you know what I'm saying, and our obedience, we get the opportunity to really learn his voice when he's speaking to us. Because, you know, Abraham knew God's voice. Moses knew God's voice, you know what I'm saying? Like, they didn't question when he spoke to us or whatever. And so I feel like now a lot of times we kind of question it because we really not spending enough time with him. And then when he do instruct us on what to do, where to go, that's kind of this hesitation, this lack of faith, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes, honestly, we like, well, that probably wasn't God, so I'm not going to do it. But in actuality, that was him. And I feel like being faithful, man, it just allows you this grand opportunity to really just be more intimate with the God who created us, to know him on another level.
Yeah, so I think what you're saying more than anything is the relationship with God is what's going to cause faithfulness, right?
Right.
Right, that's what's up, man. And I think that having that relationship with God, even as you said, when I kind of have a similar testimony of growing up in church. You know, I really walked it out my whole life, but at 7, that's when I got saved. It was just to escape hell. But around 12, that's when I was like, okay, it's more than that. You know, it's about relationship with God. And so that really helped me move forward in knowing who I am in God. But what are some of the difficulties, man, that keep people from being faithful? What do you think?
I think it's those. I think those, man, that flesh, bro. Like, for me, something that I struggle with from time to time is like lust. You know what I'm saying? And it's crazy because you know how sin separated us from God. Mm-hmm. And I guess people may really not realize or even think about it like this. If sin separates us from God, separated us from God, then sin still separates us from God now.
You're right.
You know what I mean? And so it's like when we indulge in habitual sin, that wedge just grows. That wedge grows further and further apart. You know what I'm saying? And now it's like, how can you be faithful when you're in this place to where you're just so far away that you can't even hear him?
All right, we're gonna go to break. We'll be right back on Yada the King Radio.
I'm Miss Cole.
And I'm Don Christian.
On Yada the King Radio.
Yada the King Radio is now
in Cleveland, Ohio. And you can catch us on
WOGS 103.9 FM.
Mondays and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Get it in with us
as we interview the best
in the gospel urban community.
If you miss the show,
visit yada.king.com
for the latest episode on Yada the King Radio.
I always gotta keep on
Yada the King Radio. Yo, what's up? This is Don Christian from Yada the King Radio, letting you know that we come on every Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on HGSradio.com. You definitely want to get it in with us. If you want us to talk on a topic, hit us up 425-243-4285. Call or text us. Make sure you tune into the website, HGSradio.com. 4 p.m., Yada the King on HGS Radio, Christ-centered and swagger certified. All right, we back from break. Let's get back into this interview on Yada the King.
When you're in this place to where you're just so far away that you can't even hear him.
That's good. That distance, man. And when you say that, sin causes separation. Sin causes unfaithfulness.
Yeah, man.
And when you look at it, a lot of times we are unfaithful because we want to do what we want to do. God requires one thing, but we're like, yo, I think it would be better if I do it like this, you know? So we get ourselves in trouble so many times because a lot of times we're faithful to something. Whether
Right.
Whether we say it or not, we are faithful to something. And let's just talk about some of the other things we might be faithful to, man. We might be faithful in going to our job, you know. So what does that look like? That means we sacrifice everything, you know, to go to the job. What about family, man? Some of us are faithful to the family. What does that look like?
Right, man. I think, were you asking me?
Yeah, no, what do you think? Go ahead, man. You're good.
I mean, I think you hit it right on the head, man, because sometimes it's just, you know, it's just not necessarily this blatant sin. You know, sometimes we put job and career, you know what I'm saying? And we're faithful to that. And I think sometimes it's, we tend to be more faithful to that because it seems tangible. You know what I'm saying? We can see it. We can touch it. You know, we can feel it. We can see that check being deposited into our account. You know what I'm saying? And so with God, he may not seem as tangible sometimes because, you know, the old saying, he may not come when you want him to, but he always right on time. So sometimes we don't see him. And so that tends to be this question of, is he there? And when that question comes, we put ourselves in this kind of like this self-motivated place to where we gonna handle it, like we gonna take care of it, you know. And I think that's a dangerous place, you know what I'm saying? Because like if that's a scripture that said, test me in this, you know what I'm saying? And so God, he not up in heaven like, oh man, I'm just, you know, I'm just chilling. I see them going through, like, I can care less. you know what I mean? Like, you're not in heaven. You're not up in heaven like that. But sometimes we just feel like we have to take matters into our own hands.
Mm. That's good stuff, man. Last words on faithfulness, bro. Anything you want to share with that?
Here recently, man, I found myself being obedient to God in a way, man, that completely changed my view on life. And I had been praying and fasting, you know what I'm saying, about this certain situation. And God really showed me some great, man, as far as obedience. And my life has never been, my life literally has never been the same. My perspective will never be the same. So
wow.
I would just challenge, you know what I'm saying, a person like, when God, just test him and see, like, just try being obedient, try being faithful, and watch. God will literally blow your mind.
Yeah, that's good, man. That's the topic of the day. You know, I'm going to talk on it a little bit later. But, man, JT shared his piece on that. We're going to hop into another track from you right now, man. And I really like this song, right? I heard it just before we got going. And this song is called More Than Gold. You know what I'm saying? Now, you could have sent me the Celebrate track, but you was like, yo, I want to set this stage right here. So, More Than Gold, what is that talking about?
Man, you know, there's a lack of, what they say is a lack of good black fathers in our community. You know what I mean? And so when I wrote this song, I was actually the first person dedicated to my dad, which suffers from dementia, or aggressive strain of dementia. He's been suffering from that for over 10 years. Yeah. Can't move, can't walk, can't talk, can't respond. Every time I go in the room, it's painful to see him in that condition because he wasn't a rolling stone. You know, he wasn't one of them dads that told me that he would be there and left me sitting on the porch and never showed up. He was the dad that was always in the home.
Wow.
That told me, son, your name is worth more than silver and gold. So that stuck with me forever. And so when I wrote this song, that's where I wrote it from. He actually inspired this song because he told me, yo, your name is worth more than gold. And then the other verse is just talking about a lot of good fathers, that good black fathers that I know personally that are in their kids' life, baby mama tripping, you know what I'm saying? But it haven't swayed them, it haven't stopped them from being in their child's life. So good name, man. A good name is worth more than gold.
That's what's up, man. And I just want to ask everybody listening, man, let's put a prayer up for JT's father and expect healing in his life, man. We know how that is.
Yeah, no
going
doubt.
Through something like that, bro. That's powerful, man. So let's hop into this track. But take out time and pray for my brother JT. This song right here is More Than Gold. You tuned in to Yada the King Radio.
I know that your sons never stop. And the knowledge that you dropped is why I ain't pushing the rocks. And everything that I got is because the brand of my stock. A Rolling Stone who's never home is everything that I'm not. You used to make us watch Roots, you remember that? Missing Christmas, out of town, someone please bring winter back. They say that's in the past, but vividly I remember kids sneak the open presents. I'm trying to play the Sega Genesis. We all grown now, sons of our own now. You said be kings, wish you could see us hold our thrones down. But you ain't gone now, you just sit. But your presence is so miss your healing. My ultimate wish, I know you hear me, I believe that. So if God gave me authority in my words, I spoke it so pops receive that. Want you to know it's hard to look you in your eye, cause you here and you alive, but still I get no reply.
Will you promise me that you always take care of your seed and never tell a lie? Be a man of integrity, ma.
Behold, the greatest stories never told. A good name is worth more than gold.
A good name is worth more than gold.
Never lobby our bodies, cause ain't no way he was raising a fast daughter. And Trey, what can I say? My bro be with his daughters every day. No baby mama drama, cause mama just gave a girl away. But I swear, yeah, you can see that he cared, cause he died to step up to the plate while she was clubbing every day. I remember like yesterday, while he was at the pad, tears in his eyes, why bro, I'm about to be a dad. 15, I wanna grow up too fast, but he glad his little girl helped him clean up his act. His baby mama still give him a hard time, I'll never understand. He never ran and was a man, but she still put him on child support like it was always the plan.
Will you promise me that you always take care of your seed and never tell a lie? Be a man of integrity, ma. And when I'm gone, I want our story to live on. All I can say is
behold, the greatest stories never told. A good name is worth more than gold.
A good name is worth more than gold.
Story to live on.
Live on.
All I can say is
A good name is worth more than gold.
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 Some people look in my hope as you watch the stories unfold. These are stories that's never told.
A good name is worth more than gold.
A good name is worth more than gold.
Good name is worth more than gold.
A good name is worth more than gold.
One more to go.
Some people look at my home as you watch the stories I'm told. The stories that's never told.
Good name is one more to go.
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 Some people look at my home as you watch the stories I'm told. The stories that's never told.
Good name is one more to go.
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 Some people look at my home as you watch the stories I'm told.
Right, we back with the homie JT talking on the topic of the day. We just got it, faithfulness. I want to hear from you guys though, man. If you want, or if you need even help with some of the faithfulness, you need help with any topic of the day that we're talking about, hit me up, 425-243-4285. We can chop it up, we can pray. Man, that's really what it's all about, man. Walking this thing out together with the family, man. JT's with me. Moment of Silence is out right now, man. And behind the scenes, you told me some of the proceeds are going to something. Can you share that a little bit with the people?
What you say again?
Just talk about some of where the proceeds of this album are going to be going towards.
Yeah, so with the track that you guys just heard, it's called More Than Gold. So actually a portion of the proceeds is going to Dementia Cure Research for my pop, because I'm still believing, man. Like, I haven't given up. Yeah. You know, I ain't threw in the towel at all.
Praise
you
God.
Know, I'm still actually believing for God to do a miraculous work in my dad.
Come on.
You know, but I just feel like God was actually wanting me to do more than that. You know what I'm saying? So I felt the Spirit tell me, well, what if I don't just want to heal your dad? What if I want to obliterate this disease, you know what I'm saying, period. And so I just, you know, he put that on my heart, man. So that's what we doing, man, with the portion of the proceeds, man. We donating it.
That's what's up, man. So Moment of Silence is out. I seen the Celebrate music video. I'm pretty sure you got a couple more music videos in the works. Man, just give me some of the reactions since the album just came out.
Man, the support is overwhelming, bro. Like, yeah. I didn't even expect as much support as I got, you know what I'm saying? I know it's kind of weird, but, you know, the support is just crazy, man. It's crazy. iTunes retweeted a tweet that was posted by Rapzilla, I mean. So the support is just... it's just crazy, man. I'm floored, bro, because, you know, this album is not just an album for me. You know what I'm saying? It's not just putting out good music, but it's for a cause, too. You know, it's good music with a cause. So if you can jam in your car while knowing that when you bought this album, it was going to something that could potentially change the world, you know what I'm saying? It's more than that, man. So I appreciate all the support.
Now that's what it is, man. Moment of Silence is out right now. Man, maybe somebody's checking this out right now. They like, yo, I'm trying to connect with JT. I want to do a collab. Maybe they want to book you for a tour, you know what I'm saying, or something. How can they do that, bro?
Man, they can hit me up. I know a good way to connect with me is on my social media. You know, my Twitter and Instagram are the same. And that's EYEAMJT. EYEAMJT. And on Facebook, it's just JT, so if you type in JT, I should pull up or whatever. But if you want to directly contact me, it would be good to contact me at my email address, which is JT@GoldenTreeENT.com.
All right, JT at Golden, you said Golden Tree?
Yeah, JT@GoldenTreeENT.com.
There we go. You got it from him right there, sharing how you can connect with him. That's what it is, man. Let's see, man. What you got coming up next, bro? I know you got the release party about to hop off. What's after that?
Yeah, man. Ooh, this concert about to be crazy. This joint is popping out Friday in Houston at the 429. It's actually my church. Man, I mean, I say just the venue and the ambiance of the place, man. Like, we're putting on a whole production. This isn't just a you know, a rap concert where a rapper get on stage and just kind of walk around and rap and turn up. You know, everything is well thought out. Production, live band, you know, because the music kind of go. I'm not in one lane with the music because I sing and rap.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And so I honestly I don't even listen to hip hop music that much. I listen to The Temptations, Otis Redding, you know what I'm saying, and then some R&B and worship. So it's like infusing all that together, man. I would say my music is a perfect fusion of if James Brown met Tupac or something like that, you know.
Yeah.
What would happen or whatever. And so that's what it is, man. Tomorrow it is going down. And then after that, we touring, man. The Moment of Silence tour.
There you go, man. So you got it going on, man. And that's really what it is. Let me ask you this, man. Last words for the people listening to this podcast, man. What do you want to share with them?
Well, I would say it kind of goes back to the whole topic, man, faithfulness and obedience. Like, I wish I could share, you know what I'm saying, in full detail what God has done for me here recently, you know what I mean? But it's so important for us, all of us, to really just know God's voice and trust His voice. You know what I'm saying? And follow that. And when you do that, he go before you. Like in Joshua, when Joshua was about to enter, you know, when the baton was being passed from Moses, you know, God said, I go before you. Don't worry. So I want you to know, you know, that God go before you. The God who split the Red Sea, the God who rose Lazarus from the dead, you know, the God who told the man, do you want to walk, pick up your mat and walk, that God, not a small God, the God who spoke the world into existence, go before you. Now just think about that. Yeah. Don't be scared, have faith, let's go.
That's what it is, man. We're gonna get out of here, hop into some more music. We got this mix from the homie DJ Mercury Waves. We're gonna hop into that. But we appreciate JT for getting it in with us, man. And we're going to catch up with him and maybe see him in a city near you pretty soon. That's what it is, man. Let's hop out of here.
Anything in my domain. I'm a new sense, a new print to the darkness. I'm a new tint, I'm a new flint. I'm a new hit for the blueprint for the artist. I'm a footprint with an accent. I'm an accident. You let my parents tell it. You let God tell it. He'll tell you I'm invented to be authentic. He had a plan for me and a family. Family, he's a fans for me, no calamity. So I take no days off. Gotta go hard cause I can't take a loss. Gotta get lost on the presence of the law. Come a light, be the light that I shine in the dark. Ooh. I can't take no days off. I can't take no days, no way.
Social club blueprint is beat.
You know I like that beat.
King,
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 come.
excuse my manners, but I am DJ. Turn the bass up. Feel them 808s. That music in your face. I gotta have my space. I'm about to turn up in this place.
You know I like that big bass. King. Kong. King. Music all up in my face.
I follow me as we torch the sky.
I flipped the tradition, the way I was living was different than what my family had envisioned. I went through a time that I brought on myself, would have been better if I had just listened. But I was focused on living a life with no inhibitions. I thought I was right, I would stay up at night, bagging the white, dollars was stacking the pie. This was the way I got by, in a season hotter than July. What you expect from your guy, with a social bike goes through your playlist of life. For life, we gonna wreck till we die. Misfits everywhere, rejects multiply. Leave all the mess to the side, cause when we ride, we are not letting it slide. I put that on where I reside, this is that moment in time. You realize that this is your time. The grind lined up with the goodness of God. And the world cannot stop what we brought. Recollect everything I've been taught. Spitting that raw, my written deserving the award. Oh Lord, got Mars on board. And the flow not regular. I burn bright like my iPhone selling a furnace.
I'm not who I was bred to be. You can't contain this energy. Shattered images of all that you believe. Follow me as we torch the sky.
Sleep, and we all gon' eat. That's what I told my team.
Yeah,
and we put God first, put that over everything. Everything that I wanted, nothing in my life that I need. I'ma always keep it 100. That's the way that I'ma always be. My old friends still get
fitted.
Left too quick, I should've waited.
Turn
from love into a hater. That's the way you know you made it. Rap game, Danny Tanner. I got no help, did it independent. Religious people always get offended. Tattoos the way that we're living. That's just how we do it. Broke out the system of normal living. Got a gang of misfits and everybody here, nobody missing.
Yeah.
On the streets and we run the city, dog.
I'm not who I was bred to be.
Yeah.
altered. My life has been altered. I'm free and I ain't missing chains. I got the pedal to the metal and never vocal before. Some steady staying in my course and I ain't switching lanes. Matriculated, ain't no need to debate it. And to the few who was chosen to preach the gospel in the rap form. No compromise, I won't sell out for fame. Sell out the name, the king of kings, and she was on my platform. Cause if it wasn't for the grace that he gave through the blood that he shed, I would still be lost. Exonerated, now I'm so liberated. And yeah, your boy dedicated to preach the message of the cross. Shit, it got me back then when I was in sin. Knew the word, but they wouldn't take heed. Nowadays it's John 8:36, who the Son says free is free indeed. Yeah, and I'm walking out for my freedom. Well done, my son, a good and faithful servant. Trying to hear these words when I meet them. So I'll be the guy that, over the rhythm of a hi-hat, give them the gospel to apply that. We be in a club proclaiming Jesus is the way so they can try that. Redeeming lost souls like a buyback. We be on a mission to hit the hedges and the highways. Compel them into Romans 10. Get them to confess and believe in that Jesus Christ is the risen King. Propitiation for their sins. The harvest is plenty, the labor's a few. So what we gon' do is plot the ground to the day end. Got no time for looking back, so we picking up the slack. It's a fact that you should've got me back when. Should've got me back then.
Kill me now. Shiver back then, can't kill me now. Cause the devil and I ain't fearing now. Cause I walk up in that spirit now. Yeah, you saw my past, but you could not foresee my end. It's a little too late now. Should've got me back then. Should've got me back.
Should've never let me go. Had me and that was all that you wrote. Sugar took me out back then like you're playing duck hunt. I was all in your scope. Oh, but you messed up cause I'm clean now. I walk a different walk, is that green now? I got a greater power in me now. It's about to drive you crazy, that sea now. You should've never ever let me meet Jesus, homie, now that I'm free. Coming back to the hood, to the trap, to the block, to the spot, saving souls and they coming with me. You should've kept a blunt in my mouth, dope in my hand with a bunch of bad chicks. Made me think I'm a man, stacking bread by the grand, hopping flights to Japan. But I found that the man had a hope. Man, I was bound with no thoughts of breaking free. Once was lost, but now I'm found. So I give you this decree that you'll never, ever, never, never get me back again. It's a little too late now. You should've got me back then. Tell me what I look like, fearing the reaper. Should've got me way back in the day. When I was in the street with a sack full of yay, where it wasn't nothing to make a stack in a day. Rolling up nonstop, passing the haze. Eating crab and filet, going Mac on the bay. Then I blast in the face and I'm mashing away. Cause ain't no way I'm about to crash at a place. Okay, tell me about when I fell off and you had me right back crawling. Fighting, brawling, just for my name in the game, and I came back balling. Might as well have called me Spalding. Hopped on a plane and I flew past all them. Came back to the land, now I'm the man, cause I got more flavors than Baskin Robbins. Went from a dope boy to the fruit man. Got saved and I made me a new plan. Jesus done came into my life, homeboy, and it made me a new man. So I don't know what kind of game you think you gon' win, but I've been way too strong. You done took too long, homeboy, you should've got me back then.
Feel me now, shiver back then, can't kill me now.
I always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabaka, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil